Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Usually it's not possible to write about a future event in the past tense. Unfortunately, I can today report that the result of the upcoming April 15 Group of 20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting held in Washington, D.C. was a failure. Last November, the G20 meeting held in South Korea sought to reach an agreement to try to prevent a worldwide currency war. At the time, several nations were starting to take steps to reduce the value of their domestic currencies, which had been appreciating against a falling U.S. dollar. That meeting failed as the U.S. plan to supposedly solve the problem was rejected by China and Germany. The solution proposed by China and other nations was blocked by the U.S. The outcome of the November 2010 meeting was an agreement to meet in early 2011 to try to reach an agreement on this problem. In February, the next G20 meeting was held in Paris. Ahead of this meeting, London's Financial Times published a column titled, Another Harmless G20 Meeting. The article pointed out that there was still a stalemate where China, Germany, and France were united in opposition to the U.S. plan, and the U.S. would not accept any alternate solution. The Times column stated, there is little prospect of coordinated management of either global capital flows or of exchange rates. The report also noted that the biggest source of discord in the G20 was between nations that were running government surpluses and deficits. The result of the February meeting was an agreement to work on developing a list of indicators that could be used to measure global economic imbalances. For the upcoming April 15th meeting, a source close to the French delegation said, we are going to agree on the guidelines which will allow us to use these indicators. On the basis of this methodology, we will examine in a second phase the cause of the global imbalances. The guidelines that were adopted at the April 15 meeting were to measure imbalances on a country-by-country basis using statistical data with a fudge factor for economic theory. In advance of the meeting, there was a report that countries and zones with global imbalances would be identified, but that did not happen. The failure to identify these nations and zones precluded a plan to increase surveillance on their economies. The April 15 meeting did succeed in reaching an agreement to seek an agreement at the November 2011 G20 meeting on an action plan to rebalance the world economy to achieve balanced and sustainable growth. I could probably write a news report today on the failure of that meeting, but there is no rush. The bedrock problem underlying the inability of the G20 nations to find a way to avert global currency wars is that no national paper money is backed by a fixed unit of value, such as ounces of gold or silver. All of the member nations are so used to reckless spending and piling on debt, with the U.S. being perhaps the largest offender, that, in my judgment, the necessary political steps to try to rectify the problems with the falling values of national currencies will never be taken. The bottom line of the failure of the April 15 G20 meeting is that there is even increased risk that the U.S. dollar will continue to decline in value, that a number of other nations will respond by trying to reduce the values of their currencies, and that gold and silver prices are bound to rise. There is a point to my writing this news report in advance of the occurrence of the event. That is that you don't need to wait for the April 15 G20 meeting to come to pass to acquire physical precious metals to protect your own wealth. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.